Hi, Dolly.
One of the places, Corona Naval Hospital, huh?
Oh, I should say so. You know, this used to be an exclusive country club.
Yes.
And here is really lovely.
Yes, yes. Those Navy nurses certainly are cute, aren't they?
And speaking of something cute, here's John Mayer in one of the newer and nicer tunes, A Little on the Lonely Side. For Charlie McCarthy, the hero of the week.
Hero McCarthy.
That's all right, folks. That's all right. It's not necessary for you to curtsy when I enter.
Oh, Charlie, my hero. I'm so proud I could hug you.
Couldn't you be a little prouder?
To think that of all people, Charlie should turn out to be a hero.
Yeah. Well, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Tell us how it all happened with your child, old boy.
Oh, I'm much too modest, old fellow. Here you can read this newspaper clipping all about it. I just happen to have this one with me.
Yeah, Ray, let me see when you're through, will you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, here's a copy for you, too, Don. Here's one for you, Joan. Here's one for you, Bergen. I just happen to have enough with me. Yeah.
Oh, say, this is interesting. Yes, sir. Mighty interesting.
Nothing really. Well, turn it over, you fool. You're reading Gertie Gardner, Gertie Gardner. Well, Gertie,
look at that headline. Here, now we got it right. Youthful hero saves parents on runaway horse.
Well, goodness, you stopped a runaway horse single-handed?
Yeah, not only that, nobody helped me.
Listen to this. Displaying great presence of mind and disregard of personal safety, Charlie McCarthy climbed a tree with lightning speed, leaped from an overhanging branch onto Miss Mignon Van Snort's runaway horse, and brought it to a halt.
Yeah. By the way, what is Superman doing these days?
Well, Charlie, I feel that I must take my hat off to you. So with due respect, I bare my head.
And brother, you're the guy who can do it, too.
Will make you a world-famous hero.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe someday Don and Nicky will make a movie of me.
You know, I don't see how you could do it, Charlie, with such short arms.
Nothing really. You mean rescue the girl?
No. Do such a good job of patting yourself on the back.
Oh. By the way, Mignon's father called up and said he appreciates very much what you've done.
Oh?
Well, ain't he going to put it in writing?
In writing?
on a check? Oh, I
know. He didn't say that.
Say, you know, Charlie, I can't understand how you climbed that tree so fast.
Yeah, well, it's a, that's a good question. That's a good question. You see, I was, yes, sir, that's a good question.
But that's not a good answer.
Well, if you must know, you see, I was already up in the tree.
What were you doing up there? What were you doing up there?
Well, I was waiting for the accident to happen.
What?
Well, I mean, the doctor's orders. You know, altitude is so good for one. They
Well, let's go deeper into this. Yes. Come on, tell us the rest of the details.
No, sorry. If you'll excuse me, Donna, I've got to go and visit a sick friend.
Sick friend?
Yes, if he's like, what's his name? He's too sick, he can't tell me.
Tell us the whole story.
Well, all right. Now, let me see. Where was I?
Up a tree.
Oh.
And I do mean up a tree.
Yeah. Well, thundering towards me was this runaway steed, see? And as luck would have it, it ran right under the tree that I was in.
And that's when you went into action.
Yeah, and how? See, I jumped down on the horse's neck and grabbed the reins.
You did.
So help me, that's just what I did.
I see. Well, I should think that a fall like that, how did you keep from hurting yourself?
Well, you see, the oranges broke my fall.
What?
Oranges, huh?
What have oranges got to do with it?
Well, you see, that's what made me fall. I mean, jump.
Oh, so they made you fall. How?
Well, I had so many in my pockets in my shirt, they overbalanced me.
How did the oranges happen to get into your pocket?
Well, I was easy. That question is irrelevant, immaterial, and darn embarrassing.
Hero, finish your story.
Well, as I was saying, you see, I fell out of the horse and landed in a tree.
Well,
the horse fell out of the tree and landed on... No, that ain't right here. You see, you got me all discombobulated.
So it turns out our so-called hero was swiping oranges, huh?
Yeah. Well, if I hadn't been up in the tree snitching oranges, I couldn't have fallen out and stopped the horse. Right?
Now, what are you trying to prove?
Well, if that proves it, it takes a thief to catch a horse.
Oh, no, that's no one.
Might have mistake.
Yep, that's me.
And not only that, but you're late again.
Yep.
Yes. What's your excuse?
No, I don't know. What's yours?
Well, I saw you get off the bus at the last stop.
Yep.
But I didn't see you get on again. Now, what happened?
Well, you see, my mind started wandering.
Yeah.
Before I followed it.
You followed it. Well, where did you go?
Well, I went to see a man about a chicken.
I see. About a chicken?
Yeah. There's a new kind of chicken out this way. It stands about 7 feet high.
7 feet high? A chicken 7 feet high?
Yeah.
Where?
Out at Mr. Ostrich's farm.
At Mr. Ostrich?
Yeah.
Do you mean the ostrich farm?
Yeah.
Well, so that's where you saw the chicken 7 feet high?
Yeah. Well, pardon me. It's wonderful what vitamins and California sunshine can do, ain't it?
Yeah, that's a pretty big chicken, isn't it?
Well, and their eggs are so big. Oh, they got big eggs here. Yeah, very big eggs here. Only takes about 3 or 4 to make a dozen.
Is that so? Marjorie, did you know that the ostrich is a native of Africa?
Well, those foreigners dress funny, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They look like a band dancer from the back. Yeah, they do.
You know, Marjorie, they say when an ostrich is frightened, he buries his head in the sand.
Oh?
Yes.
Buries his head in the sand,
huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How does he remember where he put it?
Oh. Well, that is pretty silly, burying your head when you're frightened, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty silly. How can they be so stupid?
Yeah. How can you be so stupid?
Well, now, if I was smart enough, I'd resent that. I don't...
From the ridiculous to the sublime, we hear Joan Merrill singing, "When Your Lover Has Gone."
When you're alone, you care for scarlet
good for what ails you, Miss Jane Tierney.
Hello, Charlie.
Huh?
I see the boys here at the hospital all welcome you with open arms.
Yes, it is, yes. I was hoping the nurses would have the same idea.
Jane, are you enjoying your visit here?
Yes, I've enjoyed it very much. Because I'm studying to be a nurse's aide.
No. Well, roll up a bandage and tell us about it.
Oh, I tell you, Jane, you'll make a beautiful Florence nightingale.
Say, Charlie, would you like to have me around when you're sick? Wouldn't you like that?
Yes, I wouldn't mind having you around when I'm well either.
Charlie, if you were my patient, I'd watch over you like a baby.
What do you say to that?
Hey, Google.
I say, Miss Tierney, the most wicked thing just happened. I found this bottle. Yes. There's no label on it, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's Napoleon brandy.
Well, why don't you pull the cork and take a sniff of it?
Oh,
gee, another minute, I could have opened itself.
Smells like vodka. What do you think, Miss Jenny?
Smells like vodka.
Well, that's my thing. But if you're asking me, that's either.
Ether? I've never had a whiff of that.
Ooh, here I come, Dreamland. Can you smell it again? I still say it's linger pail polish.
By Jove, smells a little like fossil soda, doesn't it?
Give me another whiff of that, will you?
Yes, old man, I always carry a
spare. All right, so, Stevie.
Let me take another whiff of that, will you?
That's awesome.
I still say it's Bransky.
Calling Dr. Noble, report to surgery. The
sphincter
stopped up. Where am I?
You're
in a hospital.
A hospital? Let me out of here. But I'm your nurse. My nurse? Keep me in here. How did I get in the hospital?
Don't you know?
Now, don't tell me to start about me.
Here comes the doctor. Don't know why. All of my patients seem to die. Or may well, tell me, my little fella, are you the patient?
Yeah, well, I'm not the big folks.
Well, you know, you could have fooled me.
Who are you?
Well, I'm a Dr. Antonio Giuseppe Giovanni Goldstones Gazzola. M.D., C.O.D., P.D.Q. Tell me, nurse, is it a patient who's making any progress in the grass?
Not with me, is it?
Well, I'll take a look at the chart here. I got him right here in my pocket. Let me see. Got him to jaw close fast in the stretch, but it was no match for me. That's the wrong chart.
What do you think's wrong with him, Doctor?
Well, how I shouldn't know. I'll have to give the kid an examination.
Should I prepare his chest for examination?
No, just his head and the feet. I don't mess with Mr. In the Between. Oh, so.
What's up, Doc?
Bad to know the kid, bad to know.
Yeah?
You've got a hardening from the art galleries.
Art galleries?
Complicated by lumbar fandango and a delicious anemia. Yeah.
What do you suggest we do, Doc?
Well, we might have just as well operate, so what have we got to lose?
Just me, that's all, just me.
Well, don't you worry, my little fella. I want the cut to be deep.
It doesn't make a difference how thin you slice me. It's still McCarthy.
Well, Dr. Gazzola, is it a serious operation?
My dear little girl, all of my operations are serious.
Excuse me, Dr. Gazzola. Well, I just brought you the X-ray.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Scranton. Doctor, what is the diagonal nose?
Well, I think he has a touch of yellow yawns within the yawns.
You're going to say?
Yes. I get worse and so does the act. Yes, and from this hair X-ray picture, it looks like a little fella. He's followed a picket fence.
That's it. Look, that's right. Oh, that's definitely a picket fence.
Yeah, but yes, yeah.
But, Doctor, aren't those his ribs?
What are you talking about? By golly, she's alive. Yes, this is so much smart kid, huh?
You fellas should be thrown out of the medical profession.
That's the dumbest silly talk. We don't even belong.
Say, hey, young fella, watch what you say. It so happens that I'm a specialist in many things.
Yeah, well, three dialects ain't one of them.
Dr. Stanton.
Oh, my goodness, that's me.
Your laundry has come back.
Thank
goodness. This is my lucky day.
Well, I guess we're going ahead with the operation.
Shall I borrow the instrument?
No. Let's just try them for change.
Oh, pardon me. What are you doing, Doctor?
Well, I was just in an operation.
Oh, may I cut in?
Well, start the chair. Come on, grab a scrap over here.
I'm Sir Basil Metabolism, doctor, surgeon, consultant, and keys made while you wait.
Well, you know, I'm awfully glad you dropped in. Maybe you could help him to correct my slides.
Doctor, do you know what this patient is suffering from?
Yeah, wrong diagnosis. And floating dialect.
Tell me, Dr. Cazola, how do you operate?
Strictly cash in advance.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, but I don't think either one of you are able to perform an operation.
What are you talking? I'm going to do operation just as well as the next fella. Unless the next fella happens to be a surgeon.
Dr. Cazola wanted in St. Louis, Chicago, New York. Green Ward.
Pretty popular fellow, huh?
Doctor, why do you have to operate at all on this boy?
Why, is the boy tend to live 5 minutes unless we operate. What's that?
That's right.
I'll see you after lunch, kid.